This article is brought to you by the best-selling books I write every time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Balancing humour and professionalism in introductions. Know when a laugh opens doors and when it closes them. In short, most people think they must choose between being funny and being credible in a professional introduction. They do not. The real skill is knowing which tone serves the room at that moment, and being confident enough to deliver it cleanly. Humour lowers social guard and creates warmth quickly, but misfires badly in the wrong setting. Professionalism signals competence and earns respect, but can feel cold if it becomes the only register. Strong icebreakers read the room first and match tone to context, not to personal preference. Definition: humour and professionalism are the two primary tonal approaches available when using icebreakers to open a meeting, workshop, or introduction. Humour builds immediate warmth and relatability. Professionalism signals credibility and respect. Both serve the same goal, creating the conditions for genuine connection. You have seen it happen. Someone walks into a new team meeting, tries to open with a joke, and the room goes quiet. Not hostile, just flat. The laugh never comes. And now they have to spend the next 40 minutes rebuilding the credibility they burned in 10 seconds. I've watched this unfold more times than I care to count, and I've done it myself. The confusion is not about confidence. It is about understanding what humour and professionalism actually do as icebreakers, and when each one earns its place in an introduction. Get that clarity, and your opening moments in any room will stop feeling like a gamble. Good icebreakers are not about being funny or being formal. They are about being read well enough to know the difference before you open your mouth. What humour actually does in an icebreaker. Humour, used well, does something almost nothing else can do in an opening moment. It signals that you are human. It lowers the social guard that most people carry into a room full of strangers, and it invites them to relax. A single well-placed, self-aware observation can shift the entire atmosphere of a group introduction in 30 seconds. But here is the truth of it. Humour is not a personality trait. It is a tool. And like any tool, it works brilliantly in the right application and causes damage in the wrong one. The humour that works best in icebreaker moments tends to be observational or self-deprecating. It finds something lightly absurd in the shared situation. It never targets other people, and it never tries too hard. The risk with humour is that it reads as performed rather than genuine. When someone opens with a joke that feels rehearsed, the room does not laugh. It evaluates. You have not broken the ice. You have drawn attention to the fact that you were trying to. Self-awareness is what separates humour that connects from humour that isolates. If you want to see how humour can genuinely shift a room's dynamic, it is worth reading more about how humour can ease workplace tension when used right. The principles there apply directly to icebreaker moments. What professionalism actually does in an icebreaker. Professionalism in an introduction is not about stiffness. It is about signal. When you open clearly, speak with direct purpose, and deliver your introduction without filler or apology, you tell the room something specific. You respect their time, and you know why you're here. A professional icebreaker builds credibility before it builds warmth. That matters enormously in certain settings. When you are meeting senior stakeholders for the first time, presenting to a new client group, or joining a high-stakes project kickoff, the room needs to trust your competence before it will trust your personality. Warmth can come later. Credibility has to come first. The mistake people make with a professional approach is confusing it with distance. Professional does not mean cold. A clear, direct introduction delivered with eye contact and a calm tone can feel both authoritative and warm. The error is when professionalism becomes a wall rather than a foundation. That happens when someone is so focused on appearing competent that they forget to let a single human moment in. For those leading groups through these opening moments, effective icebreakers for team meetings offers a solid grounding in what structured professional icebreaker design actually looks like in practice. Side by side, how the two approaches compare. Dimension: humor, professionalism. Primary function: builds warmth and lowers social guard, signals credibility and earns respect. Best setting: informal, collaborative or familiar groups, high stakes, formal or first-time meetings. Risk: if misjudged, erodes credibility, creates awkward silence, creates distance, feels cold or unapproachable. Speed of connection: fast but fragile. If it misfires, slower but more durable. Requires reading high: depend heavily on room energy and culture. Moderate: works broadly across contexts. Repair, if it fails difficult to recover quickly, easier to recover by adding warmth afterward. Cultural sensitivity, high humor varies sharply across cultures, lower clarity and respect translate widely. The table gives you the shape of the difference. What it cannot show you is how these two approaches interact in real time. Professionalism builds a floor. It sets the tone that says the meeting matters and that you are prepared to lead or contribute to it. Humor, when it lands, builds a ceiling. It creates a kind of warmth that makes people willing to take risks, speak honestly, and connect as individuals rather than as job titles. The best icebreakers use professionalism to establish safety and humor to expand it. The durability difference is worth sitting with. A funny opening that lands gives you immediate warmth, but if it is only funny and nothing more, it fades. A professional opening that is also clear and confident keeps paying dividends through the meeting. People remember who seemed grounded. That is a different kind of connection, and often a more valuable one in the long run. Where they genuinely overlap. Let me tell you something I have learned the hard way. The sharpest icebreakers do not choose between humor and professionalism. They carry both at once. A confident, well-phrased observation about a shared situation can be both precise and lightly funny. That is not a contradiction. It is mastery. Wit is the overlap. Wit is what happens when intelligence and warmth meet in a single remark. It does not sacrifice credibility for a laugh. It earns the laugh through clarity and precision. This is worth practicing because it is rarer than either pure humor or pure formality. And it is significantly more effective than either one in isolation. The overlap also shows up in storytelling. A brief, specific story about a real experience, told with a touch of self-awareness, lands as both professionally grounded and humanly relatable. You do not have to be performing a joke or issuing a resume summary. You can simply be a clear, honest person in the room. That is often the most powerful icebreaker of all. Understanding the role of communication in meeting success helps clarify why tone setting in those first moments carries such disproportionate weight. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book They Write Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Three ways people get this wrong. These are the three confusions I see most often. Each one costs the person something real. The mistake: using humor to mask nerves rather than to build connection. Why it happens: a joke feels like a release valve when anxiety is high. It relieves the speaker's discomfort more than it serves the room. What to do instead? Pause before you speak. A confident pause reads better than a rushed joke. Start with clarity and let humor arrive naturally if it does. The mistake: defaulting to rigid formality in an informal or creative setting. Why it happens: people fall back on professional mode when they are unsure how to read the room. It feels safe, but in a collaborative team setting, it creates distance instead of connection. What to do instead? Match the energy already in the space. If others are warm and open, give yourself permission to be warm and open too. Professionalism does not require stiffness. The mistake: going for the laugh before you have earned the trust. Why it happens: humor feels faster than the slow work of establishing credibility. And it is. But fast does not mean effective. A room that does not yet know you will not laugh with you. It will watch you. What to do instead? Lead with one clear, confident statement about who you are and why you are here. Then, if the moment allows, let one light observation follow. Sequence matters enormously. This third mistake is particularly common in virtual settings, where reading the room is harder and timing is less forgiving. Best practices for virtual meeting communication addresses some of these specific challenges directly. Reading the room before you speak. This much I know for certain: the most important skill in any icebreaker is not delivery. It is observation. Before you open your mouth, spend 30 seconds noticing the room. Is the energy tight or loose? Are people already talking freely or sitting in careful silence? What is the seniority mix? Is this a team that has worked together before, or a group meeting for the first time? If the room is loose and already warm, humor has ground to stand on. If the room is tense, cautious, or unfamiliar, your professional anchor will serve you far better. Start with what the room needs, not with what you have prepared. In groups where one or two voices already dominate the early energy, Knowing how to deal with dominant voices in a discussion can help you calibrate your icebreaker for the group dynamic rather than just for yourself. For cross-cultural groups, lean toward professionalism as your default. Humor is among the most culturally specific of all communication tools. What reads as warmly self-deprecating in one culture reads as odd or inappropriate in another. Clarity and respect travel much further across cultural lines than any particular brand of wit. Putting it into practice by situation. Here is how I would coach someone to approach this, situation by situation. First meeting with a new team you will lead. Open professionally. State your name, your role, and one specific thing you're looking forward to building with this group. Keep it direct and warm. Hold the humor until you know them better. Workshop with a group that already knows each other. A light, observational icebreaker lands well here. Acknowledge something true and slightly absurd about the situation you're all in. Keep it brief and move on before it becomes a performance. High-stakes presentation to senior leadership. Lead with professional clarity. Your introduction should communicate competence first. If a natural moment for lightness arises, take it, but do not manufacture one. Virtual team meeting with people across different regions. Default to professional warmth. Be clear, be direct, and invite others to introduce themselves with a specific, low-risk prompt. Humor over video calls requires far more precision than in person. Understanding how to handle conflict during meetings also matters here, because a poorly judged icebreaker can introduce friction that needs managing before the real work has even begun. And if an icebreaker genuinely misfires and creates tension, knowing how to de-escalate arguments during meetings is a useful skill to have ready. The moment before you introduce yourself. I want to leave you with this. The second before you speak in a room full of people is full of information. Most people ignore it because they are rehearsing their line. The ones who have learned to pay attention to that moment, to take it in before they use it, are the ones who consistently land well. Humor and professionalism are not opposing forces. They are registers. You choose which one opens the room and which one deepens the connection, and you make that choice based on what you observe, not on what feels comfortable to you. That is what balancing humor and professionalism actually means, not splitting the difference, but reading the room well enough to know what it needs and having the courage to deliver it clearly. Frequently asked questions. What is humor and professionalism in icebreakers? Humor and professionalism are two distinct tones you can use when introducing yourself in a group setting. Humor builds warmth and lowers guard quickly. Professionalism signals competence and respect. Strong icebreakers often blend both, depending on the context and the room. How do you balance humor and professionalism in introductions? Read the room before you speak. Notice the formality of the setting, the seniority of the people present, and the energy already in the space. Lead with a clear, confident introduction, then allow a light touch of humor only if the moment genuinely calls for it. When did you use humor as an icebreaker at work? Use humor when the group already knows each other loosely, when the setting is informal or creative, or when tension in the room needs to be gently released. Avoid it in high-stakes evaluations, first meetings with senior leadership, or cross-cultural groups where tone is harder to read. Can being too professional make an icebreaker fail? Yes, a purely formal introduction can feel cold in a collaborative or team-based setting, making it harder for others to connect with you. Professionalism establishes credibility, but warmth is what opens the door to genuine connection. The two work best together. What are common mistakes when mixing humor and professionalism in icebreakers? The three most common mistakes are using humor to mask nerves rather than build connection, default into rigid formality in informal settings, and misjudging the room by going too light too soon. Each one signals a lack of social awareness, which is the opposite of a strong first impression. How do icebreakers differ from general small talk? Icebreakers are deliberate opening moves designed to lower tension and build early connection in a structured setting like a meeting or workshop. Small talk is more spontaneous and conversational. Icebreakers carry more intention and usually involve the whole group, not just two people. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.